What's up, podcast world? Welcome to a new episode of MMA Maniacs.
Today, we have a special UFC guest on the podcast that we interview, so stay tuned for that.
Also, we do speak about our week a little bit, you know, just the daily. We do have a new segment we want to bring to you guys.
It's called The Master Debaters, which is a pretty good name.
Yeah, we just debate shit for you guys. So, also, we do talk about a little change that we're going to go through in the podcast. So, stay tuned for it. Listen, and it's a good episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my. He hurt him big time. He's trying to finish. It is all over.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
What is up, Isaac? Back in the studio for episode number 3. Finally, dude. It's been,
I know. It's 2 weeks, dog.
I know.
Why has it been 2 weeks? Actually, we did film one, but freaking...
I accidentally deleted all the videos, so... Yeah, so we're like, let's just wait for the next one. But anyway, dude, yeah. How was your week, bro? Weekly recap.
Weekly recap. Actually, we should do a 2-weekly thing. Like, so... We haven't freaking kept you guys up to date on our daily lives for 2 whole weeks.
I know. You guys are missing us. I know that.
I know. You guys have been asking us. Give us the shit. Manja. Now, my week is good. Freaking, I saw Captain Marvel. Actually, that was last weekend, but.
How was that?
It left an impression on me, dog.
Dude, I heard bad things, dude.
I liked it a lot.
I heard it was only good because she's like a big advocate for women in Hollywood playing main roles. And
I just fuck with superheroes in general. So to me, I liked it.
For the record, that's what I've heard. I haven't seen it. I want to.
Yeah.
And I just hope it's good. She's a very good actress.
It's probably people that are super. They're also too super like
hater boy
because they're super anti-feminist that they don't want to see a lead woman role, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, I liked it. I wanted a good movie no matter what. And
she kicked ass?
Yeah, she was fucking...
Does she bring all the guys back, dude? At the end, dog,
she's freaking... No, so not in that movie, but I'm thinking Endgame.
I know. Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
I think she will. Her or freaking the little raccoon dude, dog.
Dude, that guy's a savage, huh? I'm just kidding. Hey, he is a savage, though.
He is a savage.
Bradley Cooper, dude. That's Bradley Cooper, bro. What? Yeah. Dude.
He's going to be freaking killing Thanos like in the shell.
Oh, freaking dude. Guy. Anyway, that's a good movie. So
yeah, so I did that. And then, yeah, basically, yeah, actually. What did you do this weekend? Or this whole week, I mean.
Freaking work my 5 jobs, dude. It's been nuts. Did a little wedding planning. My girlfriend found a wedding photographer, so that's out of the way.
Nice.
Goddamn, dude. Weddings are
were you shopping pretty for penny. A while?
Yeah, a couple weeks. What's cool is our venue, they give us a list of all the people they used in the past because cool. They have to approve everyone. And she wasn't on that list.
No way.
She wasn't even on the list.
That's cool.
So we freaking... I mean, my girlfriend found her. We did a call.
Well, and now you guys will add her to the list. Fuck it.
I know. So that's out of the way. We still need a DJ and a flower person. But
I'll be the flower girl if you guys need.
Going good, bruh. And my son, he's 3 years old starting daycare. So we had to go get him a little physical. Dude, we got his blood drawn because they had to do just some blood tests. And he obviously started crying. Dude, damn. I could not stop laughing, dude. He was in my life. I have no idea, dude, because he was just like, like, so dramatic. But, I mean.
That's your little champ, though.
Yeah, I know. That sucks. Whoa. Yeah.
Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. He is my little champ. I do call him champ a little bit.
Yeah, dude, other than you went to the Kings game, though, too.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I went to the Kings game with the homie Nate Dogg. That was last week. They played again, I think, yesterday. But
did they win?
Yeah, they won 4-2. They came back, bro. And it was super crazy. We were going nuts. We were sitting by Sharks fans. And yeah, every time they scored, and I would be like, damn, they would be yelling in my freaking face. But then Ron Burgundy was there, a.k.a. Will Ferrell. And I got a couple snaps of him. Dude, he's a funny guy. Yeah, dude, he was in character, bro. Yeah, I've
seen that.
But yeah, I had a good week, and I just worked a lot. But
he's probably promoting his podcast. They have the Ron.
I did hear about that.
That's probably what they were promoting over
have
there.
Have you heard that or no?
No, I heard little snippets like on the commercials or whatever.
Yeah,
that's it.
Dude, he's a funny dude. But speaking of champ, you got some news you want to tell the people?
Yeah, we so this is sort of like a. I know we just started MMA Maniacs. But we wanted to, we understand that there's also a lot of audience that don't really understand too much of MMA talk. Of course, we're going to keep it mostly MMA. That's what we love talking about. But we want to speak more on other things as well. That way, keep you guys like more entertained. But we were thinking about changing our name to our childhood nicknames.
Yes, sir.
And so we just thought it was appropriate to come up with the name change that best suited us. And do you want to tell them what your nickname was growing up?
Yeah. So my, for those of you who know my dad, which is probably all of my friends and they thought he was the best. He called me a champ or champ. He said SHs for his CHs, but a champ. So that's the first side. And you want to say the second side?
Yeah. And then, so everyone now knows me growing up. I've always been known as so Isaac, of course, then it just became Isaac, and then just became the sack, and then just slowly but surely became ball sack. But now it's just people call me Sack. So we were thinking about something else that would fit our name perfectly for the podcast. And we thought of a good one. I believe it's perfect, and it's called the Champ and the Sack. So
boom.
So it's just if you look for it's a you want to look us up or whatever, just that's what's going to be from now on. It's going to be Champ and the Sack.
We still are going to have MMA Maniacs podcast just when there's UFC fights that are big cards, fight nights that are big cards. We're going to focus just on MMA. So we're going to title all our things differently, and if you don't want to fuck with MMA stuff, just listen to Champ in the Sack episodes. But
Did you say Tramp in the Sack?
Did I?
Yeah,
I'm drunk. Tramp in the yeah.
Cheers, dog. Cheers to Champ in the Sack.
Cheers, man.
Cheers to change after our second episode.
Dude, it's so much smoother with ice. Ooh. Isaac can't sip whiskey or bourbon. He needs to take a shot. Damn, but I dog. Told him, but stop being what? A bitch boy and sip with me, because I bought these these spheres, the ice spheres, and it looks cool.
Yeah, well, slowly but surely my balls will drop.
Drop.
They haven't yet, so.
Cool.
Pray for your boy. But yeah, dude, so also, I mean, I forgot to mention in my past week was I went to St. Patrick's Day celebration.
Yes, sir.
In Los Angeles.
Did you get.
Downtown Los Angeles.
Did you get effed up?
To a certain degree. No, actually, it's a. I didn't get too messed up. I was good. I was good. I was. I don't remember a lot of it, but I think I was good.
Hey, did they block off streets, or it was just
yeah? They blocked off.
Oh my god! I wish
like
I knew
a whole
about
block.
That.
Yeah, it was a block party.
That's.
I told you about it.
No, I wish I knew that they had those type of events.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you did hit me up about it.
Yeah, but they what's it called? It was sick. Green beer everywhere. Freaking.
You want the homies or what?
One homie, then some homies met up with us over there like later on in the day. But
cool.
It was sick. It was like playing. All different kinds of music, like EDM, freaking old rock, like
dope.
90s rock,
sick,
hip-hop.
Man. Did you run into a...
I didn't run into anybody, actually. No, no actually, it's cool, because... So I was at... So it was sponsored by Casey's Irish Pub, and I just went in there to like use the bathroom. And right outside the bathroom, I ran into one of the top UFC light heavyweight prospects. To me, he's the most exciting prospect that we've seen in a while.
Super exciting, dude.
He's 17-3 in MMA. He has 3 losses, but I believe they're all by TKO. But anyways, he's the most exciting prospect, because he only has one fight that went to decision,
mm-hmm.
and that was on Dana White's Contender Series. But all of his 3 fights in the UFC are all under 2 minutes. His first fight against Khalil Roundtree is only 1:57.
Wasn't there one like 18 seconds?
No. Then his next fight, he fought this dude named Justin Ledet. It was only 15 seconds, dog.
Can he do that spinning back fist, huh?
Yeah, dude. So he missed with a kick. So first, he does like a front, like a front. I want to say like a, not even a question mark kick. It's like some kind of weird kick. He, like an, anyways, he misses and he follows up with a spinning back fist. And he knocks the dude out.
Yeah,
like, and
then
so he, but he, so he went to kick him, but I think because he didn't realize he was in the heat of the moment, you know.
Yeah.
So he missed with the kick though, and
still,
I thank God so much he freaking missed that kick, cause that, dude. Then after he just followed up some nasty ground, blah blah.
I think when people do miss, they don't capitalize with the spinning. Yeah, you have exactly. That momentum already. So.
Exactly, and so and that's, it worked out perfect because when he missed with the kick. That guy starts rushing in to do a counter, and then he ran right into the spinning back fist. And then, of course, he freaking follows up with the worm after that.
Dude.
And then his last fight, he was a last-minute replacement for I forgot who was supposed to fight Misha Cirkunov, but he stepped up, like I believe it was like a month's notice or less than that or whatever, and he fought Misha Cirkunov, dude.
How good was that flying knee?
Amazing, dude.
That was incredible. He said perfect time, tried it 1,000 times, practiced 1,000 times.
Yeah, dude, that's the thing. So it comes back to the timing beat speed, you know?
Yeah.
And he had perfect timing on that. And of course he has ridiculous power, man.
Dude, he has crazy power. And he knows how to use his weight, dude. Super dude. Good.
Hell yeah.
Dude, he's a crazy fighter. So
and yeah, so I met him. I saw him at the Casey's Irish Pub. I spoke with him. I just told him I'm a huge fan. Like, it would be an honor to get him on our podcast. So we're a startup podcast, and we wanted to get an interview with him. So, of course, as much of like an amazing, humble athlete he is, he told us, he gave us his information. We just spoke with him.
Yeah, dude, we're super pumped. We just wanted to blurt it out right away that we talked to him, but. We're going to cut to the interview right now. It's only about like 10 minutes. So, you guys enjoy. How you doing, man? Good to see you.
All right, my man.
You got the fresh cut.
Yeah. How are you?
Good man. Good. What'd you do today? How's your day going?
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna pack my bags and in a bit I'll have my lunch.
You guys cool.
Then my flight is tonight. Midnight. I'm going to Thailand.
Thailand?
Yeah, I'm going to Thailand to train. Start to train, physiotherapy, nice. My shoulder, and yeah.
Cool.
So how long were you here in LA?
I think almost 1 month.
Oh, dang. Weeks. So was it was right after your fight?
Sorry?
Was it right after your last fight you stayed here?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Cool. Did you like LA?
Yeah, very good.
Did you get to try In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah, very nice.
You like that? Nice, man. Cool.
What was your favorite part of LA?
It's Pier Santa Monica is nice.
Yes.
The city center.
Cool.
I've been the Universal Studios as well yesterday.
Oh, wow, nice. Hey, did you end up going to Disneyland or no?
Not yet. I'll be back in 2 months, then I'll be there.
Yeah, dude. After your celebration, you said you love Mickey Mouse, right?
Hey, bro, next time you come...
I don't know why I said this.
We loved it, though. We loved it.
Dude, next time you come, we'll get your ticket for you, bro. We'll get your Disneyland ticket.
All right.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hit us up and we'll get it for you.
It's for your birthday.
Yeah, dude, your birthday coming
up. Yeah, my birthday is 3rd of March now.
Six days, right?
Yeah.
I seen it. We did our research on you.
Tried.
Yeah, but so what other food did you try over here?
Did you try any different types of food out here? Like eating? Yeah. Eating, yeah.
Habit.
Oh, the habit.
Okay, the habit or In-N-Out? Who's better?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Both are good. Hey, so when you go back to Thailand and you start training, what are some things you're going to start working on, focusing on? Because you're already an all-around, like, really good fighter, dude. So what are some things you're going to focus on when you start training again?
Yeah, I have to start a little bit slowly. Mm-hmm. Only because my shoulder, you know, I have some limits now because my shoulder.
Yeah.
But I can train all my body, like, heavy. Because I feel okay. I have only take care of my shoulder to heal properly, you know. Because I don't wanna give you a chance for my opponents. Then I have to heal properly.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So how much are you weighing right now?
My weight?
Yeah.
240 pounds, I think.
All that In-N-Out, man. Well, the In-N-Out.
The habit, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So who inspired you to start training MMA? Who was your motivation?
All of the champions, you know, like Anderson Silva,
of course.
Jose Aldo, and
Lyoto Machida.
Lyoto. The guys, yeah. Wanderlei Silva.
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah. OG, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
How long ago did you start?
Like, I have my professional career started 5 years ago.
Okay.
But I started training Muay Thai and Jiu Jitsu like 7 years ago.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So, would you consider yourself more of a Muay Thai specialist more than anything else? Or all around?
I prefer Jiu Jitsu.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Jiu Jitsu is my strong weapon.
Hopefully, we get to see that in the next couple fights you do, man. That'll be sick.
That's interesting.
I hope show everybody my jiu-jitsu next fight.
I know, because you have 14 wins. I've seen all by knockout, and then only 2 by submission.
Yeah, but my jiu-jitsu, I think my jiu-jitsu is my strong weapon.
Nice.
Dang, okay.
If that's your strong weapon, man, everyone better watch out.
Then,
yeah. Be scared, dude. That's crazy. So, moving on with the UFC, like, who do you want to see next? Who are some opponents that would you like to call out someone? You want to face a top 5, top 10? Maybe get more fights under your belt. What is your plans?
I'm ready for John Jones.
Hey, but, nice.
But if they don't want to give me this fight, I fight with anyone, man. I don't care. I only want to fight.
How about, did you see Dominic Reyes last fight?
Yeah.
What do you think of?
He's not efficient.
Yeah, he's.
He needs 3 rounds to finish the guy.
Yeah, he.
I don't like my fight in the referee hands.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm pretty.
So for like 3 months, don't know. I have only 50 minutes to show everybody.
Yeah.
Everything.
What you're made of, yeah.
Well, you've only
my last 3 fights. I show everybody less than 2 minutes.
Exactly. All your last 3 fights, they're all under 3 minutes. Would you say that your rise has been like maybe? How should I say? Too fast? Like that people can't see everything?
Yeah, this is okay.
Yeah, because
okay. This makes my way more quickly.
Yeah, I mean, we're all impressed. When I seen you right away, I was like, dude, that's the most exciting prospect in the UFC right now.
Yeah.
And you only have 1 decision, so it's like, it's one of those things that you don't see that often, where you're just running through people.
Yeah, your clinch is something I've never seen before, man. And the way you distribute your weight with the fighters when you're grappling or in the clinch, like, dude, it's untested. No one could do anything, man. We're big fans, and dude, it's been super good seeing your fight so far.
Do you think there's anyone like in the top 10 that would give you a tough test, and like who would be the toughest test?
John Jones.
Because the wrestling, or is it something else?
Because the champion.
Yeah, champion.
Yeah.
I trained 5 years to beat him.
Oh, shoot. Just for him, huh?
Yeah.
I think you'll get your opportunity.
I don't train for any other guy. Only to I train to beat John Jones.
Dang.
Good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Would you think that because of his controversy, would you say that he's not the true champion? Because a lot of people say that Daniel Cormier is the true champ.
No, he beat Cormier 2 times.
Yeah.
He's a true champ.
Yeah,
you don't have to prove nothing to nobody. I have to prove.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Nobody know me nothing yet. Well,
what do you think about the positive testing that comes back with fighters? You've seen it in John Jones with the picograms. You've seen it recently with TJ. We still don't know what TJ is accused of, but... if you want to fight a fighter who's been tested positive, like, what is your take on it? What do you think about people who do that stuff?
This is good. USADA make a great job to try keep everybody clean, you know? But for me, it doesn't matter if the guy pass or not for the test. I don't care, man. This not make him more stronger, more fighter, more have more heart than me.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. They can take everything, kryptonite, everything, you know, I don't care. I will beat everybody anyway.
Good, man.
They could take all the picograms and they won't be ready for you.
They could take everything.
That's good.
Cool, man.
So how long until you how long do you think until you you fight John Jones and you take the light heavyweight title?
Maybe the end of the year. Ooh. Okay. Or the next year, I don't know.
Cool. Early next year?
Yeah.
Are we?
The end of this year.
Sweet.
We'll be there for sure. We'll try to be there front and center.
Yeah, man. Hopefully, wherever it's at, we're going to try to get there, man, and see you take that belt.
All right. I hope make maybe more free fights this year.
Okay, cool. So you want to stay active.
Yeah. This shoulder fucked me up a little bit, but because I want to make maybe five, but now I have to be, I can make maybe three, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, I need to compliment you on your dance moves, bro. I wanted to ask you, if you didn't, if you're not in the UFC, what other profession would you do? I told Isaac that I was going to ask you, would you consider being a male stripper? Like dancer? I'm just joking around, but dude, your dance moves are funny. But what would you think you would be doing if you weren't in the UFC?
I have no idea, man.
So this
is somebody somewhere.
Yeah. You getting into trouble?
Nice, man. Dude, we're so excited that Isaac saw you at in downtown with your girlfriend. Your girlfriend's Irish, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool, man. That's sweet that he ran into you out there. Did you do a lot of partying out here, hanging out, chilling?
Yeah, we enjoy a little bit.
Cool, man.
She always have a Irish drink.
Yeah.
Nice. So,
well, we wanted to end off just, we have a fantasy fight and we want to see you break it down. Conor McGregor versus Bruce Lee, who would win?
This is hard, man. I have no idea, sorry.
That's a good fight, though. That'd be a great fight. How about with you? Do you have any fantasy fights you'd want to see?
Man, I want to see John Walker versus John Jones.
Hey, that's a good one, dude.
Perfect
answer. But, yeah, dude, I mean, we don't want to keep you no more. Do you have any questions?
No, we just basically wanted to talk to you a little bit. It was nice meeting you. You're a very humble athlete. I appreciated speaking with you. I'm a huge fan. Like I was saying, you're the most exciting prospect that I think the UFC has right now. And just thank you. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
We're excited to see your career, man, and blossom and grow. We're behind you, man. We're fans.
And if you're ever in LA, hit us up. We'll take you to the best taco spots here.
Yeah, well, we got your ticket next time for Disneyland, bro. Hit us up. Tell your girlfriend to hit us up. All right, man. Thank you so much, man. All right, later.
And happy birthday.
Yeah, happy early birthday, man.
Thank you, my friend. Take care.
Bye.
You guys too.
All right, guys, so there it was. How fucking sick is it that we got to interview Johnny Walker, dude?
Dude, I'm not sure how it came out on Skype.
I was so awkward. You can't be serious.
And like the thing about Johnny Walker is he's a silly guy, too. That's what I like about him. Like, even during his post-fight celebration, I love Mickey Mouse.
I love how he didn't mean to say that. But, dude, we're going to fucking get him to Disneyland, bro. Hopefully, we can fucking hang out with him, too.
And, yeah, happy birthday, Johnny Walker. I believe he's 27 now.
Going to be 27,
isn't that insane? I'm 30. I'm 26.
I'm he's 28, you, and he could beat my ass, dude. I'd let him take advantage of me, dude. That guy's freaking animal, but he'll be celebrating in Thailand while training. Yeah. Dude, his birthday.
So. Yeah, he. What got me in the interview was that he's saying that. So he has 17 knockout or 17 knockout wins, but he has 17 wins. 14 are by knockout, 2 are by submission, and 1 by decision. But he says his strong suit is jiu-jitsu.
And we haven't really seen much.
We haven't even really exactly. We haven't really seen it, and it just makes you like a
wonder.
Hell yeah.
But that's a thing, dude. He's so good on his feet with his hands that he doesn't need to show it. Imagine when he shows it. Fuck. I hope he's good, dude, at jiu-jitsu. And,
dude, the thing about John Jones is he has this thing. His biggest advantage he has on people, of course, is like he has all the talent in the world. Like Gustafsson supposedly had like the best – like. He was the biggest threat to him because he had the reach, he had the kicks, he had better boxing and all this shit.
Yeah.
But John Jones always had this advantage with his reach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny Walker only has a 2-inch different reach, where he's like 82-inch, I believe.
Do you think that power would substitute that 2 inches?
I think that, and I also think kind of the recklessness because a lot of people don't really go for it against John Jones.
True. They stay back.
They shell up. Yeah, uh-huh. They shell up and they. they don't let their things fly, like their moves. And I think that Johnny Walker, I think he's a perfect threat for him, man.
Dude, I hope he gets him in a couple of those clinch holds, bro. Those things. What if he has you in that? You're not getting out unless you eat a few elbows, a few knees, and
the one he did against Khalil Roundtree.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my God, that was a perfectly placed elbow.
John Jones needs to be tested by this guy, and people
think that he needs more wins under his belt. To me, he's proved enough just because how he's finishing these people.
Yeah,
it's like and his resume also proves it too. Like his 17 wins, like most of them are by knockout. Yeah. Dude.
That's why I asked him. I asked him, do you want to fight a top guy, top 10? Some people will say, I want number one. Some people will say, oh, I want to just fight whoever to get to the top. But he fucking came out straight up saying, dude, John Jones. Like, and he could, dude. Who else is that exciting, bro? This guy acts like he lives. It's like a walk fucking in the park. Dances and jokes around. Dude, you don't see that from anyone, really.
Yeah, I haven't seen anybody. I mean, maybe since Conor McGregor, that's been so loose with everything.
Yeah, and live. Like, exactly. You're fucking alive. Everyone's just either fight. I want to just fight and do it. It's, dude, have fun, bro.
Like they got a chip on their shoulder. Yeah, yeah. No, dude, they're enjoying life, and they're making the most of this career. And I could tell that with Johnny Walker, man.
Yeah.
Like I said, when I met him, he's a nice dude. He's freaking friendly with fans. He took a picture of me with nothing, and in that picture, the way his personality came off, like,
it's real.
It's real, yeah. Exactly. If you would have seen him, he's walking around with his little shoulder. I'm not sure what was on his shoulder, but that little apparatus he had.
Yeah. So yeah, we just want to thank Johnny Walker and his girlfriend for setting that up.
Yeah.
You guys are the best, and good luck to you guys in your future endeavors.
And like we said, Johnny, if you ever come back to LA, which I believe you said in 2 months, hit us up and we'll take you to the best taco spots. And
then we'll all be yelling, I love Mickey Mouse.
I'm down.
I'm down, brev.
Yeah, but speaking a little bit more on MMA, did you see that the fight? We were watching it together.
I saw the first four fights and then you came over for the last fight and a half. But, dude, boring.
Yeah, no, so
I'm just joking. It wasn't that boring.
The fight I did see before the main event was the Curtis Blaydes and what's his name? Justin Willis.
Mm-hmm.
That was the worst fight I've probably ever seen in a while.
Dude, I mean,
give credit to where credit's due. I mean, the wrestling of freaking Curtis Blaydes is amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
But, I mean,
dude, the UFC promo videos get you, bro. Like, they clip together the best shit, and we happen to see not really the best shit, but Willis wasn't doing fuck all, dude. Yeah. And, I mean, I wanted to see some big bombs. Blaze did get him with a sick fat right.
I wanted to see some chingazos thrown, you know?
Yeah, but kudos to Blaze for getting the W.
Called Curtis Razor Blaze, but, dude, I never see him cut anybody open.
I wish he did. That could have been a crazy fight. Dude, because
as much as he was on top, you would think he would want to land more ground and pound, you know?
Yeah.
Because, dude, imagine you got Stipe in that position. He's going to go for more. He's not going to just lay there for points. He's going to knock your ass out. Yeah. Same thing with Cain Velasquez, dude. I mean, they go for the knockout in those positions. Like, they don't just try to ride you.
Yeah, for sure.
Freaking.
I don't know what he was doing, dude, to be honest, when he was on top. He wasn't really doing much. He wasn't really doing much.
If you want to ride something, go to freaking Disneyland or something.
You gotta ride the fucking merry-go-round. But did you catch the fucking Macy Barber versus JJ Aldrich? Is that her name?
No,
Aldrich?
I heard about it though.
So my take on it was,
I didn't even watch clips on it, to be honest.
Macy Barber, the first round to me, she came off slow, dude, super slow. Maybe she was trying to get a feel for it. But Daniel Cormier was saying it best, bro. When she was throwing her kicks, she was fucking just stuck there and she would get punched in the face, dude.
Damn.
But, yeah, she did not that good in the first round. I thought for sure she was going to lose.
Like knockout? Or was she looking like really outclassed? Or was
She was looking outclassed, bro. In my opinion, not that. It's the first time I've ever seen her. I'm not saying she's not a bad fighter. She's a bad fighter. She fights in the UFC, so obviously she must be good. Talent, yeah. Yeah. But I was like, damn, she's going to be good. So the first one kind of confused me, the first round. Dude, the second round, she came out swinging, bro, and got the TKO. And I was like, damn, she just shut my fat mouth up, bro. And I'm super happy for her, but hopefully she does good in the future. That was my take on it. I thought she was going to lose
that first. Do you think she has a bright future? Or does she kind of look like I'm not trying to talk crap on, like, Paige VanZant or anything, but... Do you think she's gonna be more like a Paige VanZant where she's more
just pretty or what?
Not so much just pretty, but kind of like a gatekeeper for the upper echelon type people.
To me it's too soon to tell, dude. She's a new fighter, so yeah. I mean, like I said, she did really good in the second round, so hopefully she does better with their speed, bro, because that speed, you need some speed to fucking...
Does she have power, too?
I think she has some power, but she wasn't throwing too many strikes in the first rounds because she was getting clipped a little bit, but she finished with the TKO, so, I mean, that says something. Yeah. But
that main event, though, dog?
Dude, yeah, let's skip to the main event, because no offense, but the other fights were fucking garbage. They were so boring. Dude, no offense. I don't like fights that go to the last round.
I didn't see decisions. Like, yeah, I have no input even on those. But, dude, that main event was freaking amazing, dude.
That was so nuts. I'm a fan of Wonderboy just because, dude, he's like the nicest guy I think I've ever seen in the UFC. and I think he was dominating, dude.
Yeah, I thought he was winning. I didn't think he was totally outclassing because... Even at that point, like, where he was, like, outpointing him and stuff, he wasn't really outclassing him. He, like, Pettis still never looked out of it, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing about Pettis, is he could get hit a bunch of times, but he'll keep coming, dude.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. It's crazy you called it. You're like, he broke his nose. And I read today his nose was broken.
Yeah.
You could probably see it, but I was like, fuck, Isaac was right. But, yeah, dude. I knew it. Wonder Boy was getting.
Dog, don't ever question your boy's MMA knowledge again.
Yeah, that was such a good fight, dude. I haven't seen a Superman finish, dude. I don't think ever. There's probably some, but
the only one, I remember, but it wasn't even. Yeah, no, it was good too. Travis Brown versus Stefan Struve. I don't know.
He got Travis Brown got the knockout. Yeah,
knockout. Yeah, I remember the last time I remember an actual knockout by Superman punch. But dude, this was just as clean to me.
That was
especially too because of how bad he was getting beat up.
Yeah, dude, that was a good comeback.
And it was against the cage, dude. Like,
dude, that's nuts.
That's he's getting pushed back.
And that was his
second round, right?
Second round, and that was his first fight at 170.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Wonderboy's ranked number 3 in that division,
dude.
Where does that put Pettis. Anthony Pettis? Does that put him still
top in top 5, maybe?
Yeah, but what
is that too much of a jump?
Well, you got to think about who's up there. I mean, so of course the champ Kamaru Usman, Tyron Woodley to me is still number 2 or still number 1.
How do you think he'd go against Tyron Woodley, dude?
Well, they train together though, so
they're training even partners. Fight. Yeah.
But Colby Covington, I think Colby Covington maybe a too much pressure for him.
I hate Colby with the passion, dude.
He'll probably just rush him with throw his MAGA hat at him.
I know.
And then
Colby is pretty decent though, dude. He puts that pressure on.
Yeah, but like even though he beat Rafael Dos Anjos, he showed some holes against him.
Yeah.
Like he lost a couple rounds. I forget which rounds, but to me, I remember thinking he lost a couple. And then, but damn, for Anthony Pettis, personally, I would want to see him fight Masvidal, but I don't think it's going to happen now. Just because I think. That backstage brawl, that's the fight to make, dude. So if you guys didn't see the backstage brawl between, Jorge Masvidal and Leon Edwards. So Jorge Masvidal fought in the main event last weekend and he knocked out Darren Till in the first round. No, second round. Second round knockout. And after the fight, Leon Edwards, who also fought in the card, said something to him backstage.
Yeah, I was talking shit.
What was he saying? Something about July? You can get it in July or something
like
that?
Yeah, and he said, about July.
Okay, so basically something like that. And Jorge Masvidal reacted and freaking swung on him.
He said, come say it on my face. Yeah. And dude, did you see the UFC staff just like, standing around like fucking idiots? Yeah, they're watching
it. And then freaking you see Leon Edwards walk from however far he was, and they still don't stop him.
Like, and he gave him that three-piece, dude.
He gave him that three-piece of the side. What is it called? The soda?
What?
He called it the three-piece with the soda.
Did they?
Yeah, that's what Jorge Masvidal said.
I don't know. I didn't see that part.
Yeah, freaking Masvidal. With the soda? So that's the fight to make out of the... I would have loved to see... Masvidal versus Pettis, though.
Dude, that would be a pretty good fight.
But now it's like he's saying he still wants to go to 155.
Yeah, that's a thing. He has the option now, dude, to go to whatever
to me, wants. He's a money fight now, man.
He is. To me, he's always been a big name, dude.
He was the first fighter on a Wheaties box, dude.
It doesn't matter if you have losses on your record. You have to be exciting, dude. That's what the fucking people want, bro. Yeah. So he's always been... I've always been in his corner, dude. He's sick.
And I've met him a couple times too, and he's always been really cool with us, like, or with the fans and stuff. He deserves all the success, man. He's freaking he's badass.
Damn. But so moving on from UFC,
we also wanted to introduce a new segment.
We need a little intro music or something like doobit pa pa
pa lily. So you can edit all this out. Right here, right?
No.
Sheep bit a boop bat boom bat. Yeah, so this is our new segment. We basically we're just gonna be throwing some debates at you guys, and then we're gonna post it on our Instagram later after we post the video and or the links to our videos and our podcast. And we're just gonna be debating random subjects. So
welcome to Master Debaters. So the first one is Donald Trump. Just kidding. People think when people think of debate, or I do, I think of a debate versus these fucking smart ass dudes. Our debates are about food and fucking
random
Fun like, stuff, normal stuff.
Yeah. So we're going to also be throwing suggestions in our stories as well. And we're going to be putting a suggestion box in there, and you guys could be sending us random questions, random debates, and we'll debate them live on here. Then we'll throw up some freaking some polls and stuff, and we want to hear what's
what interests you guys. Yeah, what interests you guys? And don't rush the DMs too much, dude. We're getting too much overload.
I know. That's what made IG crash the other week.
cat. Oh, moving on.
All right, so moving on to Master Debaters.
Done. All right,
our first debate. Because my mind was on Captain Marvel, and I believed it was a great movie. I think it's worth watching. It's worth buying the ticket for. And so basically we want to debate Marvel versus DC Comics.
Ooh.
So Chris, what's your choice?
Team Marvel, baby.
Why is that?
First thing is easy, the movies. I was never a big fan in comic books. People who say they're big fans of comic books, I want to say you're lying. Because
that's like saying you'd rather watch freaking... That's like saying you'd rather have a straight-up porn mag instead of watching freaking...
Video for Pornhub.
Dog. It's like no, off. I like the literature better.
I like the literature.
I like the cliterature. Like, dog, no, you don't, bro. You ain't trying to get those pages sticky.
I know. Like, that's it. So, obviously, the movies, dude. I love the movies. I like something that's super fun to watch, action-packed. Not that DC's not. I like the Dark Knight movies. I like Aquaman's okay, too. But, dude, the cast they get for the Avengers movies, all the Avengers movies and everything else Marvel is so sick.
Yeah.
And it's funny, dude. I like that they started putting comedy twists on jokes here and there, dude. That interests not only like older people, but younger people too. So
and not even just kids. Like they started adding like funnier people like Paul Rudd, dude.
Like, yeah, dude. Like I said, the cast.
Yeah, exactly. So it interests all people. Exactly. So it's not even just kids, not old people. It's also... like this young generation that's like kind of like I like freaking like new age comedy. I don't like freaking little kid shit, like freaking that Shazam that's coming out.
Oh my god, I don't like that shit either. I don't think I'm gonna watch that.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna like And they're gonna miss out a lot on me not watching it.
Yeah, but I like the cast. I know they switch up some characters sometimes, like the Spider-Mans, they switch up a lot, but dude, like they switch up Jokers and Batmans exactly. And dude, that shit's lame. Affleck? Did you like him?
No, I didn't.
I liked him, I think.
How they only have him for like, was it one or two movies? Two, huh?
Actually, no. I don't think I like those Batmans.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Or Wonder Woman.
They gave him the chunky ass freaking Batman outfit.
I like the
dude. He looked like a Lego Batman for real.
I liked, what's his name? Christian Bale.
Hell yeah.
He was sick. But yeah, I'm Team Marvel, Brev.
Yeah, I'm Team Marvel all the way as well. And it's, I mean, okay, so movie wise, 100%, 100%. It's Marvel. Also, too, because they've stuck to the same cast for the most part, especially in this new run of like from Iron Man down to
except Iron Man sidekick.
Yeah. That, what's his name? The black dude?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, but it used to be Terrence Howard. Now it's the Michael Chiklis or whatever.
He when I saw him, I was like, what the heck? They changed it, dude. I didn't he's surprisingly
good.
Yeah. Same thing with fucking the Hulk. What's his name?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's right. They also did change that up.
But he's surprisingly Mark super Ruffalo. Good. Mark Ruffalo, super good.
Yeah, he's good too. Yeah
he's funny.
He's an amazing actor.
Yeah, heck yeah.
So the movie wise, 100% Marvel. I would choose to watch a Marvel movie any day.
Yep.
Probably over any other movie.
Yeah.
Over any other genre.
I just seen Guardians of the Galaxy today, part two again. Dude, the movie's for amazing. The freaking.
And you saw Black Panther how many times?
No, not Black Panther. No, fucking Avengers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen
Black Panther was okay, but Avengers, every time I see it, I snap the Wakanda forever. I always snap that to my buddy Nate Dogg because he always says that. And it was probably like six times last week I sent it to him. Damn. But that scene's sick, the fight scene.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So if you guys watched the interview, which you guys should have, with Johnny Walker, we actually asked him what he liked better because he had mentioned that he ate both In-N-Out and The Habit. So that led us to ask which is better, In-N-Out or The Habit?
All day In-N-Out, bruv.
Tell me why.
Dude, that spread, I want to slap people who say, that's just Thousand Island. Shut your mouth, bro. I'm 300 pounds, bro. I freaking eat five packets, dude, in a double-double.
You've been In-N-Out of In-N-Out? How many times?
I asked for a bucket of spread, dude. Dude.
You want to spread it all over yourself?
Dude, I would. My girlfriend gets mad at me for eating a lot of those spread packets. Dude, they're bomb. There's something about that spread that make the burger. I also like that they have like a whole five things to order. I hate places that have big menus. Dude, why is a burger spot going to have salads, wraps, fucking burgers?
But you know as well as I do, they have a whole secret menu and crap.
Yeah, but what is it? Freaking the Flying Dutchman, you just get a patty? They don't switch it up all crazy.
I'm not with someone that's trying to keep secrets from me, dog.
That's like a bitch trying to keep secrets?
Dog, I ain't trying to freaking open up these random ass doors in this relationship with that.
Hey, they're good doors, bruh.
But at the same time, it's like, why don't you just leave it all up front and I'll pick and choose what I'm going to deal with.
You know? Dude, you don't want a girl that's a little mysterious?
Mm. No, not really.
Oh, my I'm God. Boring.
I just want it all up front and then that's that.
So it sounds like you're a Habit guy.
Dog.
The Habit's pretty bomb, dude.
It is bomb.
I think they got rated best fast food other than In-N-Out.
So have you ever had the double cheeseburger from there with double cheese? I mean, no, it is double cheeseburger, but dog, oh my Lanta, you add avocado to it.
It's fire. Fire with the Y?
Fuck fire with the Y. I ain't getting into that right now. No, but yeah, so I'm picking The Habit just simply because to me I could taste like better quality and even the grease isn't as much. I feel greasy after I eat an In-N-Out burger.
Do you?
Yeah.
You need a Perrier water to burp all that grease out?
LaCroix. I prefer LaCroix.
LaCroix?
Yeah. And I feel like I always get a pimple after eating.
On your lip or what? Nah. From all the grease?
I get it like random ass on my forehead just from the steam going up. No, so I picked The Habit. I mean, it's a close call. I love both. I mean, I wouldn't complain. I wouldn't be mad if someone brought me a freaking 3x3.
4x4.
Oh, now you're just teasing me.
Dude, In-N-Out just got rated, I think, last year or the beginning of this year, the worst French fries.
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing. I don't fuck with the French fries.
Oh, my God. They're made right there in front of you. What can you complain about?
Because they're dry as hell. Dude, I feel like I'm eating... If I were to eat cardboard and freaking put it in the grease, if I were to put it in grease,
dare you,
bring it
sir.
Out,
how that's dare what it tastes you. Like. That's why you drown them in the spread, dude.
See, I want something I don't have to drown in the spread.
So you eat habit fries plain.
Yeah, I eat them plain. I eat False. All fries plain.
All.
Swear to God, I do.
Anyway, so let us know what you guys think. Do you like the habit or In-N-Out? Obviously, everyone's going to say In-N-Out.
Oh,
I'm just joking. We'll see.
I don't know. Okay, if you guys care about quality over freaking nasty ass fries, then choose the habit, because to me, the habit, you gotta have it.
In-N-Out, gotta.
It's gonna go right in and then out like, right away.
In-N-Out, gotta shit it out. Oh, I like In-N-Out.
Yeah, but so that's the conclusion of this segment, Master Debaters.
Dun dun dun. I feel like that's not the right
no
sound to use.
Dun, 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 dun. No, so thank you guys for listening to this special episode, and thank you again very much to our special guest we had today, Johnny Walker. Remember, guys, watch him. I don't know when his next fight is. He's going through a little bit. So follow him at Johnny Walker UFC.
On Instagram.
Exactly.
And I love Mickey Mouse.
Thank you guys for listening.
Bye.